Construction Subcommittee meeting to order. Madam Clerk, would you care to call the roll, please?
Sam Strain.
Here.
John Allison.
Here.
Jake Moss.
Present.
Justin Knight. Is he on?
Here.
Okay. And Matt Brown.
Yeah. Turning to new business, the first item that I'd like to bring up for the committee's consideration is in terms of meeting times. I know there was some talk at the last meeting of we would like to have regular meetings, you know, each month. There was some discussion about trying to do those the same day as the quorum court meetings. A concern was raised to me by someone. I thought that they brought up a good point, which is that we could run into a problem like today. Like, we're going to be a little crunched for time, because I think we want to finish before the quorum court starts, instead of having the meeting now and then recessing and coming back later. So I think it's going to be a really late meeting tonight. So I didn't know if anybody had any thoughts or ideas on, is it the pleasure of the committee to set a regular meeting time at some other time, or to continue doing it tonight? At what time would work best for everyone? I just wanted to throw that out there and see what opinion y'all had.
Mr. Chairman, last time I raised concern that we had meetings and we might not have something to discuss. If we said, just said, as we were to mention, meet every month regardless. My concern wasn't that we would meet often, but that we would just run into the possibility where we'd have a meeting that cost the county money and we didn't really have business to discuss. I have nothing against and no objection against having meetings on other days like the other committees have done, but just don't want to spend money on the county needs.
I think that's an excellent point. And yeah, that obviously would not be my intent either, is to waste money. My thought was to just, if y'all decide there's a better time for everyone of, if we need to have one, let's do it this day. Maybe it's the same day as the other subcommittee subcommittee meetings. Maybe it's a different day. Just what day would y'all prefer if we to have that? Would you prefer to do it quorum court meeting days or whatever? As for me, if we do it on the same day as the other committees, that way my per diem for that day will overlap, so we're not charging the county twice on me. So that's one thing I like to throw out there. Of course, if we do it today, then we are rolled into the quorum court per diem, so we're saving the taxpayers money that way. Just whatever y'all prefer. But I didn't want to unilaterally set a date and time not knowing how that works with everyone. Because I know, just sounds like you know, with your school schedule, I know 5:20 is going to oddball time. I don't have you speeding over here and get pulled over or something.
I won't. I'll just check the time. Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Just a point, that you do have your regular committee meetings on the night of the quorum court. If you were to pass an ordinance out of those meetings, you would have to wait till the next month. So that, I think that's probably a consideration that the committee hasn't thought about. If you had them the week prior with the other committee meetings, they could still get on the agenda without too much hassle. Whereas waiting till tonight, it's going to be a last minute thing if it was brought up in the full court.
Any other comments from the justices?
So, Mr. Chairman, this is Justice Knight. Having it after 6 p.m. would help with my schedule, but also having it on the night of the other committee meetings, for those that are on multiple committees, it's not going to, you could be on three or four committees and you're only going to get the per diem for one, so it's not going to cost the county any more money. And it does give you an extra week if you need to make any changes to an ordinance that you may want to bring up to the full court that month.
Just a straining comment, or?
I think I agree with Justin Knight. Actually, I think that having it on that meeting might be a good time.
Would anyone like to make a motion?
Motion for the meeting.
That set regular meeting time of the same as the regular committee meetings? Yes.
Could you speak up, please?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's almost impossible to hear on the phone for some reason.
Is this not turned on?
It's on, and just got to make sure you press that button, and you should
be. The button was turned on, but.
Now you got it.
Now you got it.
Now, working now? Okay. All right. Would anyone like to make a motion as to the standard meeting time for the committee, less than accepted, that is going on, and we decide not to hold a meeting that month?
Yes, I'll make that motion.
All right, second. Any seconds?
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, well, I'm going to need a time. If it's going to be standard, I can't. I'll need a time.
Following the other committees?
Yes, following the other committee meetings.
All right. Do we need to get a second to the amendment, or second to the amendment?
Yeah.
All right, so just a straight second to?
Yes.
Okay. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, hearing none, so we'll set. Regular meeting will be following the other subcommittee meeting minutes. Subcommittee meetings week before the forum report. Item B, road report. We emailed out Mr. Ledbetter at the road department prepared a short report on kind of what was going on for January and February. Of course, I know he has a conflict with me tonight, so he can come and speak. But just a little explanation of what was going on. I did appreciate having kind of I know that one thing that I've noticed as a member of the court is I really enjoy from the sheriff's office the summaries they do, just kind of what's going on. And so I know that I would prefer to have something like that from the road department, you know, something kind of like this. I don't know if there's any discussion or any questions on the road report. All right, hearing none, we'll move on to the next item, winter storm issues. One thing that I was curious about is how well did the county fare with the winter storm weather last month in terms of infrastructure? Did we have any issues with county buildings, any frozen pipes, things of that nature? I know that I personally probably don't have time to follow this up and kind of ride herd on it. I didn't know if any other justices might be interested in kind of the same thing. Anyone might volunteer to maybe try to get some information, and maybe we could talk about that next meeting. Just throwing that out there for the members of the committee. I know that it was kind of I've been in Conway for 20 years. I can remember one time before that it got down to 19 degrees, I think, for maybe one or two nights, because it was the night my heat went out. I remember that. But I can't remember the time since I've been here that's gotten down that cold for that long. So I was just kind of curious of, you know, did we have any issues? You know, is there anything we need to do to be better prepared for that? Do any other justices have any comments? Or?
Are we still talking about snow removal?
Well, I was just talking about, would anyone have any interest in maybe trying to put together some information on how did the county do in terms of the winter storm? The actual infrastructure, county buildings and things like that.
I have this one report, and I guess this is from the road department, but it only actually shows that they removed snow from one road in the whole county that I see. That's all they have listed, so I definitely think we need some more information from them. I guess I could call them. See if they have any other buildings other than their own maintenance buildings that they are maintaining or have any control over. I'll pursue that.
All right, I appreciate that, Mr. Strain. I know that when I spoke with Mr. Ledbetter, he had said that, and I never thought about this, but the weather was particularly hard on the chip seal roads. So that actually caused it. So I was speaking with Mr. Ledbetter at the road department, and he indicated that when it got that cold for that long, it's actually really bad on the chip seal roads, which is something I never considered. Just the way that the roads are made, they don't have that waterproof barrier like an asphalt road does, and so it caused a lot of problems. And that may be part of the reason why everything was tied up to chip seal roads from the ice storm. Well, thanks, Justice Brown. I appreciate it, if you don't mind.
Justice Brown?
Yes.
If I could interject. I don't think that it's just one road that was cleared for snow removal. Justice Strain, I'm not sure if we're looking at the same 2021 report, but it's by month. And what I see here is just a matter of from February 11th to February 23rd was snow and ice removal. I don't think he listed the roads particularly that involved snow and ice removal. It's just a matter of that was their primary work project. Bridges listed are simply bridges that are under construction. And then I think in January, there's a reference to the right-of-way clearing for a particular road here in the county.
Old Springfield Road.
No, Old Springfield Road is a bridge. If you look in that column, it says bridges.
Yeah.
And that's for the bridges that are under construction currently.
Yeah, there are, the road names are blank. No.
Because there weren't any roads that were paved during those months. As roads become paved or change from chip seal to asphalt, or even if they're re-asphalted, I would suppose you would see those names then listed on the roads.
I think that's why we, the chairman was asking for more information. I said I would check into that.
Yes, sir.
I can tell you in District 3 in Cypress Valley, which is east of Bologna, there's extensive damage to every road in the valley. They're down there working on them right now. Stanley Road pretty much fell apart. Brown Road bad. Fire Station Road bad. It took a toll on the roads with all that freezing and snow.
So you said that Cypress Road, Stanley Road, Brown Road? You said Cypress Road, Stanley Road, Brown Road?
To Cypress Valley.
Cypress Valley.
And Stanley Road is really bad. Brown Road has a lot of damage. Fire Station Road has a lot. Every road in the valley has extensive damage. And it's due strictly to the weather.
Thank you, sir. All right. Since we're kind of pressed for time, move on to Justice Strain. You have to put on the agenda. You have something you want to bring to the attention of the committee.
Well, basically, there was a few questions that I had about the information we're getting from the road. We did find a list of all the roads in the county, but there's very little information about that, so I started just, and I guess I'll talk to them about that. It's just a sheet that shows a spreadsheet, start of a spreadsheet that shows some other information we'd like to see from the road department provided to this committee, and like the road service, the condition of the road, drainage issues they may have. There's a lot of roads that I've noticed personally in the county where conduits and driveways and culverts are blocked and the road's forced to wash across the road. You have all kinds of potholes. I don't really see a lot of sense in paving a road if you're not going to fix the culverts and the water runs across the road and just tears it up again. It doesn't make much sense. The width of the road, the weight limits and things like that I think would be very beneficial for the committee to know, because some of these roads we might be beneficial for our community to upgrade to where they could handle heavier trucks and things like that, especially if we've got businesses growing up in some of those areas. So that's something that I was going to submit to the road department, see if I can get any reaction there.
All right. Moving on along to item number 3, do we have any comments or questions from the other members of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to say, in regard to Mr. Turner's comments a few moments ago, I think all those roads that he named were on that previous list we got before the last meeting of roads that are up for paving, if I'm not mistaken.
They know about them. They're down there working on them right now.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they're on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Justice Moss, Justice Knight, any comments or questions? Moving on to item number 4, comments from other justices of the Quorum Court. Justice Warrior, I think you said you had a comment.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman Brown. First of all, I want to commend the Infrastructure and Roads Committee. Y'all are basically new to the Quorum Court and to the committee, so you've got a task ahead of you. In keeping with what Justice Strain said about weight limits, there is before the House of Representatives Bill number 1495, right now, 1495, House Bill 1495, to increase the weights on the state highways from 80,000 pounds to 90,000 pounds. 80,000 pounds to 90,000 pounds. You say, what does that have to do with the counties? Well, the 90,000 pound limit is going to apply basically to log trucks. And there's not I don't know of a logging operation that exists on the interstate, on a state highway. They all are on county roads. They have to be accessed to the state highways or the interstate via county roads. We don't have any county roads in Faulkner County that'll support 90,000 pounds. We don't have any bridges in Faulkner County that school buses cross over that will support 90,000 pounds. The legislature is about to put on not just Faulkner County, but all counties, but primarily my interest is in Faulkner County, a weight limit that's going to cost Faulkner County several, I don't know how much money. When we have to start increasing the load limits on the county roads, and we don't increase the bridge limit, you replace the bridge. There's big bucks coming down the pike for y'all. I didn't know if you were aware of this, Chairman Brown, or anybody on the committee is aware of this. It's something that if you're going to meet every month or whatever, this is something you need to be focused on. You need to have your need pointed on this to find out. We have six representatives, state representatives, that represent portions of Faulkner County. We have four state senators that represent portions of Faulkner County. All but one represented voted to increase this load limit on our county roads. You say, that's not a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. Whenever we start having to appropriate funds for the county judge to start rebuilding roads and replacing bridges, there's going to be big bucks involved. It's going to be time-consuming, and it's going to be a lot of headache. I just caution you all to be aware of that. House Bill 1495. The kicker about this is it's passed. It is being presented as, let me pull it up here real fast, if you'll indulge me just a minute. It's being presented as an emergency bill. So what, I don't know, I'm not in the legislature, I don't know what emergency, usually emergency gets the first attention, right? And it'll go through, and if we don't start doing something about it, it's going to go through. If the Infrastructure and Roads Committee wants to get involved in infrastructure and roads in Faulkner County, this would be a pinpoint thing. You could focus on this. I encourage you to contact all of the 10 legislators, senators, and representatives that have a portion of Faulkner County to be. I'm not for it. I'll rise against this because I don't think it's necessary, first of all, and I think it's going to be an astronomical cost to Faulkner County. I spoke briefly with Judge Baker. I asked him about that. He's aware of this, and he says he doesn't have any idea how much it will cost. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, for indulging me, but I think this is important. Thank you.
Just a board, just for my education, you can know this. Do you know how that 80,000-pound weight limit compares to states that surround us?
It really doesn't matter what the states are. Interstate travel and state travel is not going to be part of Faulkner County's domain. The county roads are going to be Faulkner County's domain. Probably, I'm speculating, this is just a Jerry Boyer speculated thought, 80 to 90% of the weight limits that's going to be incurred on our roads are going to be from logging. For those of you that don't live in the out county part, in the rural part, don't understand what logging industry is in our county. It's big. It's really big. They don't do the interstate, and they go as little on the state roads as they can, because they can travel the county roads without having to be. The Sheriff's Department doesn't have equipment to weigh these trucks to start with. So they'll go around a road that doesn't have the chance of them getting weighed. They're probably over 80,000 pounds to start with, is it all. I shouldn't have said that, should I? I'm probably going to get in big trouble. They're probably already overweight. Our participation in the other states is going to be nil or non-existent. Interstate travel is interstate travel, state to state. Our logging industry, I'm not sure that anything comes. Well, there may be something. I don't know of anything that comes out of state in the logging industry. Passes through our state from the log. It's all local. Is that a bad answer?
No, I think that's fair. I was just curious.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, I used to drive truck until the year 2000, and I will say that most every state in the union had 80,000 pounds weight limit as a standard. I don't know if that law's changed since then, but it's been 20 years.
And that's kind of what I was getting at. So I thought 80,000 rang a bell, and maybe that was kind of a
space around. Logging industry and grain haulers that are pulling grain out of fields will be the ones that will benefit from that policy.
Ms. Higgins, I think you had a.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just wanted to remind the committee, again, as Justice Board alluded to, that some of you guys, relatively new. In our last session, there was some discussion about forming a building and grounds committee, and that discussion morphed into discussions with the infrastructure committee that the infrastructure committee would take on those responsibilities as included in their responsibilities. I say that with it's been brought to my attention, and maybe you guys as well, that we've been having some issues with our internet broadcasting and of our meetings and such. And I would just like to suggest that, since it was probably brought to all of our attention, that might be something that the infrastructure / building and grounds committee, if there was going to be a focus from the quorum court, that might be where it comes from. So I just wanted to make that suggestion.
Yeah, I know that I've heard from other constituents as well about problems with this. And of course, I know Zoom is it's kind of the way things are now, but it has been kind of an issue. And I'd assumed that would be something brought up before the court, but I see the point as well. Any other justices, any comments? Seeing none, item number 5, any comments from members of the public? All right. Seeing none, it looks like we may just finish in a squeak of time. Does anyone have a motion to adjourn? All right. Thank you, sir. We'll be adjourned.